You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians 1, 3. Because there's going to be a growth. Now, Ephesians 1, 3 is a powerful verse, but it has no, come on, son, it has no real meaning. Receive your seat. Love you too. Receive. Yes, sir. $700. And so, I receive.
I got $22,000.
All right, you got a $22,000 scholarship. Now, come on. Now, this verse we're about to read, you have read this verse before. Pastor?
Yes, sir.
I shall receive your seat, sir. $250, I'll receive it. But I don't think this verse has been of no avail as it should be, because you have to approach it in a certain way. And it's my assignment, this church, to prepare you for anything. You know what to do.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got to call no preacher. You ain't got to call no deacon. No, nobody. You know what to do. You stand with you. I'm going to take care of this. But you just got to know what to do. We're about to supersede internet. We're about to become stronger than iPhone. Pretty well got everybody captured now, you know what I'm saying? But they can't capture the church. We have to move in another dimension. Right down there, another dimension, right there on your note, another dimension. And that other dimension mean another level of dominion.
Yes, sir.
Dominion, all right? This verse reveals, I'm going to read the verse, and then I'll go some other things, but I'll come back to it later on. But I want everybody to say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Say this, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
And I live in a body.
And I live in a body.
How many things that is?
Three.
Trinity, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
And I live in a body. So, we're going to take your body out of control. And, you know, you got, one man said you have 16 aspects of your mind. But I know three, the mind of the spirit, the mind of the soul, and the mind of the physical man.
Yes, sir.
You know, they teach all that stuff about mind. What mind are you in? See, because Satan have no respect for the mind of the soul and the mind of the physical man. He has no respect. You can be positive minded, optimistic, all of that. It doesn't matter with Satan, because he's going to pull a trick on you, because you're not deep enough in the spirit to discern what he's doing.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
How many won't be deep enough?
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to be able to, this verse include, summarize the whole Bible. Verse 3, Ephesians 1, 3. It tells you about God, Jesus, heaven, and all that he've done for you. But if I can get you dealing with commercials and not really the word, that's what Satan have tried to do with us in the church, take us off on a tangent and not put the emphasis on the word that should be put on the word, because it's the word that's going to make you live like God.
Yes, sir.
All right? I'll say it this way. Emotion must never take the place of devotion.
Right.
Now, you didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
Emotion is a good feeling.
Yep.
I like to feel good. Y'all, everybody like to feel good. But it must not take the place of my dedication.
Right.
Yes.
Come on,
who Who first in my life?
Christ.
All right. Here in Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Read that verse. Go ahead, read it. All right, you got God, you got the Father in that voice, you have blessing, you have spiritual blessing, and you have heavenly places in Christ. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now, turn to John Gospel, chapter 4. John Gospel, chapter 4, because I want you to see something else. You said, just said, I am a spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now, that verse we read in Ephesians, I'll come back to it. But it's a verse that reveals how you can receive everything that God has for you. It has to be in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Huh?
Yes, sir.
In the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, many of you all, John 4, many of you all are going to move today. Let me give you one to shout about. If you move spiritually, you can move everything else. I know that for a fact. Just do what he tell you to do, you know. Sometimes you're wondering what he's telling you to do, but you just got to go and do what he tell you to do.
Yes.
Then John Gospel chapter 4. Now you testified that I am a spirit. You're a spirit. When you were born again, you remember Nicodemus came to Jesus, third chapter of John, and he said that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. So, our walk with God is a spiritual walk. Religion has choked revelation so much that we can't walk in the power that God wants to walk in. But I want to make a difference here. I want to make a difference in your life that you can walk in power. It's not just a guy with a backward collar can walk in power. You can walk in power.
Yes.
You got the same God on the inside of you.
Yes.
Are you following me? And those things that you're dealing with in your affairs of life, things coming, if you know how to walk properly, you're going to deal with all those things.
Yes.
Why? You're going to have wisdom.
Yes.
From God.
Yes.
That's a powerful word there, wisdom from God.
Yes.
God got insight. God know everything.
Yes.
All right, now here's another truth that we're going to have to grasp to understand that. I am a spirit, but my relationship with God has to be on the rim, in the rim of spiritual, or in the rim of being a spirit, because, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
God is a spirit. We'll talk about your anointing in a little while. Your spirit has to do with anointing, and anointing has to do with being just like God. But God is a spirit. In a few minutes, we're going to find out that God is the Father of spirit. He's the Father Spirit. God is not the Father of your flesh. You don't try with that mess. Your spirit, you take care of that mess. That mess in your flesh, you take care of it. God is the Father of your spirit. And once you understand that, you can have turbulence going all around you, different things falling apart, but yet you know you're in control. Because you're packing something. You're packing something called the anointing. And that's not by might,
nor
by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Yes,
so it's not a might and a power. It's anointing. It's truth that can't lie.
Yes,
you understand me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, notice here, and I think these verses cover the whole spectrum we're about to read, because you might just drop off and think we're talking about worship. But you can put the word, you can put wisdom, you can put the way, you can put the work of God in these verses I'm about to read.
All right.
So any contact or any union you have with God will have to be in the Spirit.
Right.
I didn't say in a song.
Right.
You're more deeper in the Spirit when you're not saying nothing. When you're clapping and jumping, that's all right. But when the real anointing hits you, you can't hardly talk.
That's right.
Yeah. But you see, the enemy don't want us to be in that realm.
Right.
Because that realm is his defeat.
Yes. Yeah.
So he give us a substitute. That the spirit never could fall in like it should. And you become more committed after that. You have more confidence. All right? So now you're going to talk about God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But I'm saying to you that it's not just talking about worship. It's talking about all my contacts and all my dealing with God would have to be in the spirit. He don't know no other way. God is the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now, so Jesus talked to this woman at the well and he get her to understand about worship. But Satan have tried to trick the church not to really worship.
That's right.
Watch what I say now. This is going to help you. Emotion instead of emerging.
Uh-huh.
See, he don't ever want you to emerge in them rivers. And you begin to walk in that revelation of how great God really is. He wants you to have information about God, but he don't want you to have transformation. Everybody say transformation.
Transformation.
Yeah, transformation means you change.
Yes, sir.
From the inside.
Yes, sir.
When you change from the inside, you change on the outside.
Glory.
I'm going to tell you what I heard. I feel power coming. It was said to me this morning, tell them I'm about to unblock that prayer life.
Yes,
tell them I'm about to unblock their faith.
Yes,
so there's certain areas, because of this message, our faith and our prayer life has somewhat been blocked. Okay, how long you prayed, okay, how strong you prayed, if you don't recognize everything is in the spirit. All spiritual blessings is in the spirit. So here, I want to read these verses to you because I want to show you where he's the father of spirit, and then we'll go to work. John chapter 4, verse 21. This woman at the well, she had a life, well, a fast life, and the Lord finally brought her to Christ. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh. Well, the hour here now.
Yes, it is.
Tell somebody next to you, the hour is here.
The hour is here.
We, look, Sam, look at me. We need to know what we're doing now.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir.
Yes, sir.
We need to know our authority. We need to know our anointing. Write these things down. We need to know our authority, our anointing, and our access. And our asset. You heard me? Authority, anointing, access. Access. Accessing God. Accessing the supernatural. Accessing the spirit world. And then our asset that this world can't touch. Things God have left for us as his children. He said, I'll make it a head, not the tail, the lender, not the borrower. Listen to this. I'm a spirit and God is a spirit. So my connection with God is in another realm. The solution of every problem is on my tongue this morning. If you move in that spirit realm and just wait on him, just wait on him. He gonna tell you what to do. Oh yes, sir. You get in that spirit realm, see, because praying, reading the word, quoting the scriptures, all must be done in the spirit. Not just worship. You understand me?
Yes,
I hear four people answering me.
Yes,
very crucial that you listen this morning. It's very important that you listen, because there's a need for a promotion in your life. That you know that you know everything like it's going AWOL. Nothing looks like it's going right, but you just know I have a contact that can change all of this mess. I'm not afraid. I'm not in fear. I'm operating in the spirit. There's not a case under the sound of my voice here in Darrow and around the world. There's not a case under the sound of my voice that the answer is not at your house right now. I am a spirit. Say it.
I am a spirit.
Hallelujah. See, almost will say, you can't really see me. I'm invisible. You're looking at my body. But that's not the real me. Right there. I can't die. See, that's the spirit world thinking. Well, we let the physical take over so much, you know. We have different things that come up in the physical, and we don't actually function in the spirit as we should. All right, listen to this. I'm not getting further than I want to get. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, he says, let's go back to the 20th verse. Our Father worship in this mountain and say, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. I don't know how I'm going to make it. God slap you side of the head. You a Christian talking about you don't know how you're. I don't know. Everybody against me. What?
Come on, sir.
Listen. Now listen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
David faced Goliath, right? Somebody know somebody, right? That was you.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
That just was showing you what you can do. Moses at the Red Sea, Pharaoh army behind him, the Red Sea in front of him. God tell him, use a rod. That was you. See, he was just showing you who you are in the spirit. You get so amazed over the three Hebrew boys in the fire. You get all amazed. Well, good for your amazement, but you need to get some revelation. That means if you ever get thrown in the fire, Jesus is going to get in there with you. That's the way you got. See, in the spirit. 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 That's the way you have to read the Bible. Every character you see in the Bible, first, every character from the Old Testament to the New Testament, every character in the Bible represents Jesus. But if every character represents Jesus,
right,
every character represents Leroy.
That's real, man. That's real.
So, hear what I hear the Spirit. I'm about to turn all these little Mickey Mouse problems around right now. You see that? Yeah, all these little Mickey Mouse, you ain't no fire for it.
I am a spirit.
See? I'm an eternal being. And I have connection with God. Now, you see, your body try to lie to you because sometimes we get messed up with the body. The soul get ahead of us. Our soul get pushed out of alignment. But the Lord said, repent. And he said, he forgive us, right? Didn't he say he forgive us? See, because so many people under condemnation because they don't know what's happening to them, but they're really not bad people. They just don't know how to operate in the spirit. They're trying to operate by prayer. What? They're trying to operate by prayer. Prayer not going to get it if you don't know what you're doing. You need to know something about, I'm in another dimension. I'm in another realm. Not just on Sunday. You're supposed to be just as powerful tomorrow, Monday, as you are today. You ready?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing in your life that is not solved already. Wow. I just heard that. Tell them. There's nothing. Listen. You online. You in here. There is nothing. Ushers, y'all don't be laughing and talking while I'm preaching. Y'all got to be more. Ushers, don't be laughing and talking while I'm preaching. Y'all take care of business, but don't be laughing talking. I don't want nobody messing around when I'm preaching. I'll do it when they're singing. I almost lost my thought. What I was talking about? Dissolving all your problems? Huh? The revelation that you're receiving have solved every problem you got in your life. If you follow that revelation, I mean, just keep telling yourself, I'm a spirit. I'm a spirit. Because your body be lying to you. Your body be lying to you. Your mind be lying to you. Just keep reminding yourself, I'm a spirit, so I have a right to miracles, signs, and wonders. Whatever it takes to change this thing, God going to change it. I'm going to have faith in God, and I'm going to operate in God. So no problem leave here this morning unaddressed. Well, you got to say, I'm a spirit. When you say that, God says, all right. I'm about to take you in another realm.
I'm a spirit.
I am a spirit. You're going to have to be with me if I can take you farther.
Come on,
you got to be with me. I'm trying to read this. Look at verse 23.
Amen.
But the hour cometh now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit.
Yes.
Now that statement, true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit, I say to you, that's not just about worship.
That's right.
In a contact, in a contract, has to be in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now I'll say one that a slap all of us in the face. Just because you're praying in the spirit don't mean you're in the spirit. Praying in the spirit don't cover up that old nasty attitude you had 15 minutes ago. Did we think we were going to pray in the spirit? Hallelujah. No. What about the attitude? You got to go repent. It's time for my children to ride in the boat, not under the boat. The church been under the boat. Yeah, you get up, the boat belong to you. Get up and get in it. So he says, but the hour cometh, verse 23, and now when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God, look at verse 24. Now underline in your Bible, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, you notice what's being said here, that I'm saying to you, that voice is not just talking about worship. That's the total contact with God. I'll say it another way. That's the total contract with God. It's a spiritual contract. All right? So everything you do with God has to be in the spirit. Turn to Hebrews 12. I'll show you one more thing, and I'll give you some workable principle. Hallelujah. Stand up, put both hands in the air, and pray in tongue a few minutes, because I got to get this stuff in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let me hear what's being said. Let me receive it, Lord. It changed my life this morning. Glory, 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 glory. My peace coming back. My joy coming back. Shout out to Baba Suhu City. It be. All right, listen. Listen before you sit down. You don't have to be perfect.
Hey, hallelujah.
You don't have to be perfect. But what I'm teaching you is perfect contact in the spirit. Whatever needs to be changed in your soul and body will be changed. Just knowing my contact with God is in the spirit. Sit down. Let me give you this other verse. Hebrews. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bless his holy name. I am a spirit. So what you worried about then? See, when you say I am a spirit,
listen,
I want you to listen. You are saying I'm supernatural.
I'm supernatural.
My God.
Yep.
My DNA.
Come on.
You're saying miracles
yes, sir.
Belong to me.
Yes.
It's a normal
yes.
lifestyle.
Yes.
Signs and wonders.
Yes.
The reason we haven't seen them as we should see them is because we've been too religious.
Right.
Listen, remember what I said now. Emotion
yeah.
emerging.
Yes,
sir. Remember we talked about the deep calling out to the deep.
Yeah.
And then it says, when you get in the spirit, just record this. Now I'll come back. When you get in the spirit, 1 Corinthians 2:10,
yeah.
take you out of the shadow. And take you into the deep.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost
Spirit.
Is the one who takes you in the deep.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost
yes,
is the one who takes you in the deep.
Yes,
I said the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost
is the one who takes you into the deep.
Yes, sir.
Eyes have not seen. No, you heard. Neither have entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them, 1 Corinthians 2:9,
right.
that love him.
Yeah.
But the Spirit.
Spirit.
See, and you finding out now,
yeah.
you finding out not only that you are a spirit, but that you have spiritual rights
yeah.
that belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
God is not the father of your body. You the father of your body. God is not the father of your soul. Yeah, we want God to take care of stuff we're supposed to be taking care of. See. The Holy Ghost in contact with your spirit should take care of your soul and your body. But it has to be your spirit.
I am a spirit.
All the hardship you've gone through and all of the hell you've gone through is because you didn't tell yourself you was a spirit. You letting that body lie to you. You letting that situation lie to you. See, when you recognize you're a spirit, you know in anything you're dealing with, the third day got to come. You understand? You understand that whatever I need to get out of, a resurrection coming.
Yes,
because I'm in the spirit.
Yes,
if death couldn't hold Jesus, that problem can't hold you. Because Romans 8:11 said the same spirit that raised Jesus from his problem will raise you from your problem. Wave your hand back if y'all hear what I'm saying. Say, I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Now, that'll take a while because religiously we haven't been taught this, but we need to know this. I'm a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. But the main thing is I'm a spirit. Now, here we see in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 and 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. And we give them reverence Give them reverence, right? Who with me in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto?
Amen.
That is right there.
Yep.
What is it?
The Father of spirits.
The Father of spirits. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
The Father of, he is the Father of spirits.
Yes,
he's not the Father of the flesh.
Right.
Yeah. So any healing got to go through our spirit for it.
Yeah.
Any finance got to go through our spirit for it. Any blessing got to go through our spirit for it.
Yeah.
Got a question for you. Why I haven't received what I know is rightfully mine? I saw it in scriptures, but I can't get it to manifest. Has to be in the spirit. Let me read this introduction again to you, because this is part two of this message. This is the profound truth that would put the people of God in charge over every situation.
All right.
I'm a spirit.
I'm a spirit.
This is the profound truth that would put the people of God in charge over every situation. There's no computer, no internet, no Netflix and all that thing.
Yep.
They can't deal with a person who know they are spirit.
Yep.
You can't trick me because I got discernment.
Yep. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yep.
No, I did not say you're spiritual. That's one of our problems. It's so spiritual. No, you're a spirit. Then the spirituality will come along with that. But make sure you're a spirit. You got to keep reminding yourself, I'm a spirit. When I was born again, I was born again in my spirit, not in my soul, not in my body. My body is not born again. See, people get in church and they really love God and they're really genuinely born again, but if they don't understand that they were born in the spirit and they're going to have to flow in the spirit to stay up in the spirit. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, it's choking a lot of old school stuff. But you're a spirit.
Yes, I am.
You're an eternal being.
Eternal.
See, abundant life is in your spirit.
Yes, it is.
You got to bring it out to your soul and body. You can't let anybody tell you, God don't want you to have all that. God don't want you. Get out of my face. I dare you say, I'm Solomon.
Solomon.
You pulled the hair what he had there.
Right.
See, some of y'all didn't want to say it. Y'all scared of Solomon. Come on now. You must understand that you're a spirit. Watch what I say next now. With divine rights to the supernatural realm of God. Divine rights to the supernatural realm of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Here are some of the supernatural aspects it's going to do for you. Relationship, fellowship, communion, in his presence, in his image, in his likeness. I am that I am, Alpha and Omega, becoming a living reality to you. And all you do. I'm going to go over that again. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going over it. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You need to. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Appaloosa. You need to hear this. Listen. You need to hear this. You must understand you're a spirit. Got that?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to put down somewhere where it will irk you when you read it or spark you up. Divine rights.
Divine rights.
Powerful, man. Divine rights. Divine rights. My goodness. With divine rights to the supernatural realm of God, and here's some of the steps. Relationship. See, your relationship will change now. Fellowship will change. Communion. You'll be more from this day forward. You'll be more in God present all the time. I've been aiming to stay in God's presence for 48 years. Anybody around me, you know, we'll talk a few minutes. We're going to scripture, baby. Yeah, we're going to heaven. I can't see talking to any human being a long time don't say nothing about God. Because they didn't save me. Okay, how pretty they is. Oh, how long. They didn't save me. So I want to bring the master up. So a lot of people can't stand around me too long. So I just don't bother them. I just love them. Because I have my mind on him. And please don't feel sorry for me. Get that mirror out your pocket, push, and look at it. Feel sorry for yourself.
Come on.
All right, I'm going to take you through some principles. There are so many things. Well, Lord, turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 27.
Hallelujah.
Because you're a spirit, you have a personal anointing.
Yes, I do.
It's not for nobody else. It's for you.
Right.
It's a personal anointing that you're carrying on the inside. But the anointing which you have received of him, what the word say next?
Abideth
in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same what?
Anointed.
Teaches you of what?
All.
What is what about it now? And is what?
Truth.
And is what?
Just
and what else? What he taught you?
See,
unless you understand that, you will not be able to function in John 15:7. Turn now. See, you can try all you want. Unless you know you're a spirit,
yes, sir.
Unless you know that there's an anointing in you that enable you to do what the crowd not doing.
Oh, that's good.
Enable you to do what God wants you to do, right? All right, right? If you abide in me and my words abide in you, look what he said next. Act what you will. What? Because you see, you're in the realm to act what you will. See, some people think they can act what they will because they read three scriptures. No, that's not good enough. You got to be in the realm to act what you will. In an abiding realm. Psalm 91 says, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That word abided, abided in him. See, the Spirit keep you abide in him, not them. Some of these people have got so popular in the church, I'm going to slap them side of the head. Just popular. Everybody just get all nervous when they come up. Hey. Now, I want you to use this week. I'm about to tell you something, a principle based on I am a spirit. Anything I do with God has to be in the spirit. I worship, right? And then he pointed out to us in Hebrews 12 that he's the father of spirits, right?
Yes,
go, you had John, 1 John 2, 27? Go back there. That anointing is so powerful. But that's a personal anointing. Let me show you a ministry anointing, Acts 1:8. That's anointing for the ministry. Acts 1:8. That's that app that you not on. Trying to use the power. What's that power for? Be witnesses. And then I think the other one is Isaiah 10:27, where he talk about moving the burden, destroying the yoke. Yeah, so that's another anointing. See, those three, from being in the spirit, understand that you're a spirit, those three anointings are available to you. So that means you will carry no more burden,
right,
and you'll wear no more yokes,
you,
because you know how to destroy them.
Yes, sir.
Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
Now, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
Turn to Luke chapter 10 and Luke chapter 21. All right, I'm about to say something to you. Now you are ready to function in your authority.
Yes, sir. Yes.
By knowing what you, but I'm a spirit, the things I took. Now you, look at Luke 10, 19.
Yes, sir.
Now you're ready to function there. Don't you go try to walk on no devils, you're not in the spirit.
Right.
Them devils gonna walk on you. Don't go reading the Bible to the devil, look, but devil, I won't read this to you. No, you gotta be in the spirit. Don't you go to ta 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 ta. Don't you go mess with the devil like that. You gotta know in the spirit. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, yeah, I'm talking to you. Who you think I'm talking to? Yeah, I'm talking to you. You get them little Mickey Mouse things off your life. You anointed. You powerful. Now you're ready to function in your authority because you know you're a spirit. You know God is a spirit. You know how to approach God. Huh? You know he's the Father of spirits. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spirits and blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know that blessing is based on me knowing that I'm a spirit. Emotion can't take the place of my emerging. I got to go deeper. Tell somebody, I got to go deeper. Look in Luke 21:15. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I'm almost through. No, y'all got there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can't hardly take it no more, man. Just knowing God, people know now.
Yes,
I'm a spirit.
I have a soul.
I live in the body. My soul don't supposed to run me.
My
body don't supposed to run me. I'm ran by my spirit. Every problem you have is a lie. It's a lesson to be learned. Get in the spirit, you'll learn a lesson. And that problem coming next time, you just spit on it. Sometimes, come on, sometimes the Lord permits some things to train you. You don't know what you have unless you use it. I'll receive some. You don't know what you have unless you use it. It's a $300 check. Pretty check, yeah. Blue, green, that sounds like her too. I bet she did that. He ain't did it. He didn't do it. I bet she picked that check out. I bet she didn't do it. We men, we don't pick all this out. My wife decorated it. She decorated this church. She decorated my house. It would be up to me. It would be nothing in there. I just go in, get in the bed and go to sleep. You the same way. You look at me. Them women, thank God for them women.
Yes, sir.
Detail, man. Yeah. Detail.
Amen.
Sometimes they get a little too much detail, but you just got to handle it, you know. But you look at, you better look at your wife. Why you look at your wife? Let me get you in trouble up here. Look at 21:15. If I give you a mouth. Now, your mouth have changed. I give you a mouth in the spirit. You understand? I give you a mouth and wisdom in the spirit. Which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. Somebody wave your hand at the Lord. He's talking to you now. Don't let this book be a history book. This is not a history book. This is not just for the children of Israel. We read John 4:23-24 about this. Worship activates the word.
Yeah.
Turn to Romans 8:14 now. Because I am a spirit, I must not be led by internet.
No.
I must not be led by popular views. Because I'm a spirit, I must be what? Led by what?
The Spirit.
I must be led. The next decision you make, pause a few minutes. And see if you're being led by the Spirit. Because if you're not being led by the Spirit, God is not responsible. And you're going to be responsible from this day forward because you said none of this message. I'm a spirit. I must be led by the Spirit. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I got it, Lord. You showed me the other one. All right. Let's talk a few minutes about feeding your spirit. Turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. About feeding your spirit. Say, feeding my spirit. See, that's what you're supposed to come here for. You know, people go to church for a whole lot of stuff just to pay their duty, but you're supposed to get fed when you come here. You're supposed to leave here nourished with the supernatural. Call them out. Nourished with the spirit. I can't hardly take it sometimes, you know. Nourished in the spirit realm. See. Feeding your spirit. You see now what Satan trick have been, I got to go there, I don't want to go there. What his trick have been in the church is to have a whole lot of stuff going on. Everything but feeding your spirit. Yeah. You want me to be humming and grumbling. Oh, Lord, getting late in the evening and the sun going down. But we need to know. Yeah. How to fight. We need to know. We need to feed our spirit. Ever since I started this morning, I've been feeding your spirit. Look what Jesus said. And you know who he talking to? In that verse, you know who Jesus talking to? Who? Yeah, best of y'all don't know who he talking to in that voice? Who he talking to? Who? Some of y'all ain't saying nothing over here. Who he talking to?
Satan.
He talking to Satan. You got to know how to talk to Satan. You know, he'll come tell you, you're not going to make it. Nobody care about you. Or your family will fail you. You going down the same line. No, I'm not. He says here, but he also said, he's talking to Satan, it is written, man shall not live by the flesh. Bread alone. See that? But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Now, what's so powerful about that? Out of the mouth of God, words that come out of God's mouth cannot be received more than one way in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Write this down. Dimension and dominion is now standing in your presence to be activated right now. I don't care what you're dealing with. You're in the right dimension. You're in the right dominion now. It's now standing in your presence. You follow what the Lord is saying to you to be activated right now. Activate your different dimension and operate in dominion over every situation, even Satan himself. I'll give you the scriptures for that. You might have to read them. Revelation 1, 10 through 17. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. When you're in the spirit, you hear something. When you're in the spirit, you see something. When you're in the spirit, Jesus show up. At your house. Bringing everything in your life to the higher level. How many want that?
Yes, sir.
Bringing everything, health, wealth, joy, peace, wisdom, understanding, marriage, whatever it is, home, whatever it is, bring it to the highest level. You can do it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Let's read that. I'll close here somewhere. Didn't get full. I got a lot of stuff here. I got a note here. Knowing the Holy Spirit. Much that is attributed to the Holy Spirit is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is perfect in speech and action. Charisma is not the answer. Yielding to the control of the Holy Spirit is the answer.
Yes,
sir. Chants in song, charismatic conferences, choir, clowning have kept us from real communion with the Holy Spirit. Mechanical blocking the move of the Spirit. Oh my. A holy hush, H-U-S-H, is more powerful than any song. A reverential moment. Well, you know God is sitting in the same seat with you.
Yes,
not just at church, but you're driving your car.
Yes,
and you come to that moment, you know God is present.
Yes,
there are moments I had to pull off the highway. I couldn't drive no more. Pull off the highway and sit. Just sit. People stop and say, Reverend, can I help you? I say, I'm being helped. Thank you so much. They just thought I broke down. But I'd move into another dimension.
Yes.
Yep. Nothing and nobody
Hallelujah.
Will be able to hold you down another day. Because just the ideal, you start saying, I'm a spirit.
Yes.
I'm a spirit.
I'm a spirit.
You just start saying that. You don't say nothing.
I'm a spirit.
The whole spirit world will come to your rescue. The angels will fly. The eagle will fly. The dove will start flying. The fire will start glowing. The wind will start blowing. The oil will start pouring. When you recognize your spirit, you activate the oil. You activate the fire. You activate the wind. You activate the water. The water, the water, the rain will start falling. Right in the place where you are. In that back room by yourself. Fire burning,
yes.
Oil pouring, water flowing, eagle flying. The dove represents the Holy Spirit. The dove flying. All at your house. Because they're looking for somebody who's walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is not a feeling. You can feel it sometimes, but it's not a feeling. It's a truth. Then 1 John 2:27 said that you abide in the truth and it's no lie.
Right.
That you should abide in him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
So what, the ship rocking a little bit?
My
Lord. Let her rock, baby. Tell you one thing, she's not going to turn over. Because
yeah.
I got Jehovah in here with me.
Yeah.
All y'all stand up. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all something. You see a majority of people standing, y'all said, now get up.
Yes.
I want you to have this.
Yes, sir.
I'm preaching to you in love.
Yes,
I want you to be victorious.
Yes.
I don't want you to go through the app. I don't want you just going through the motion. I want you to be able to fight for yourself.
Yes.
Stand up for yourself.
Yes.
Praise God for yourself.
Yes.
Worship God for yourself.
Yes.
Dance for yourself. Run for yourself.
Yes.
Nothing commonplace about what I'm talking to you this morning. This is the supreme. I'm a spirit. I need to know how to function in the spirit. I don't want no religion. I don't want no ritual. I don't want no conference. I want the spirit of God running my life. You can do it. Tell the person next to them. You can do it. Tell them. You can do it. You're a spirit. God is the father of your spirit. Come on. God is the father of your spirit. Say, God is the father of my spirit. He'll never let me down. I receive. Girl, you've been soaring, huh? And she's soaring. $1,000 there. She sat quiet for many years. She didn't start soaring, man. Say she out of debt. Thank God she out of debt. Sit around here long enough, you get out of debt. How many of y'all got blessed this morning? Hey, see, I'm closing, but did you hear? Man.
Oh, I am a spirit.
Yeah. Who God is? Who God is a spirit. Who God is the father of? Father of spirit. God is not the father of your flesh. But he made it possible that you could handle your flesh or handle your body by going through the spirit. Now, I got 3 minutes. I want no one doggone problem we haven't solved yet this morning. And I want to get you down on Highway 22 and have a blackjack vine in my hand and run you all the way to Baton Rouge. Because God gave you your answer this morning. See, it's not going to be on the top. That's flesh. It's in you, baby. So you might have to pause. You might have to salah. And just to stay still so God can talk with you. But you got the answer. And you know, I noticed too, you all were listening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You all were listening. I noticed it. See, I don't like, one man said, never get an ill will pushing on the front row. Just looking at you and ain't doing no praise or nothing. Just look, get them off the front row. So I'm starting watching who I got to get off the front row. No, man. Do you really get blessed?
Yes, sir.
You know, you got to listen to it more than one time. But I am the Spirit of God. I am to come towards you. Now, you know how to use your authority. And you know, it's not by feeling. Watch me now. It's not by facts. It's truth operating by faith. So any situation on the sound of my voice, I think over 1,000 numbered, probably 2,000 or 3,000 people online. Anyone on my voice, you're dealing with something, God gave you your answer today. You just got to work with it. Work with it, because in the spirit world, it take a while to get around the flesh or the body. It take a while to get around the soul, because the soul want to imitate the spirit. Then the body gets so much sense as it want to imitate now, because it's all on internet stuff. So the body think, I know this stuff. Yeah, this demon, we're dealing with demons.
Yes, sir.
You don't know nothing. You demon, you in the name of the computer, I bind you, demon. Shit. I'm the one made the computer. you follow what I'm saying? Use it. Will y'all please use this word? You know, every time I stand here, I'm giving you all my life.
Yes, sir.
You understand that, Marvin? I'm giving you all my life. Use it, man. Use it. Walk in. Walk in the spirit. Decree to yourself, I am a spirit. Don't let Satan keep telling you all your mistakes. He's going to come tell you, you know this, you know that. Satan,
I'm a spirit.
God, my Father. Lift your hand one more time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.